This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Here's your Market Focus Daily Closing Bell Update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Asian markets fluctuated on Wednesday as traders await the results of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting later tonight. The U.S. central bank is expected to hold rates steady, but concerns persist that policymakers may lower their outlook further to just 2 interest rate adjustments, or 50 basis points. Despite this, Wall Street investors remained upbeat, boosting all 3 main indexes, with the S&P 500 hitting another record. The Japanese yen tumbled to a 4-month low on Tuesday after the Bank of Japan's momentous decision to end its negative interest rate policy. The yen fell to as much as 150.5 against the US dollar. The Bank of Japan said it expected to maintain accommodative financial conditions for the time being, keeping pressure up on the yen as US-Japan rate differentials remain stark. Chinese banks maintain their benchmark lending rates following the central bank's recent decision to stand pat on monetary policy. The 1-year loan prime rate was held at 3.45% on Wednesday, and the 5-year rate, a reference for mortgages, was kept at 3.95%. In Singapore, the Straits Times Index rose 0.13% to 3,177.64. More than 1.1 billion shares of Seatrium were traded, but it ended Wednesday flat at 0.079 Singapore dollars.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.